Hello everybody. Today I'm going to give a presentation on how to reduce fertilizer scenario, which is a significant economic loss in BlackBerry using safe volatile compound, which is allyl isothiocyanate. Previously, already introduced BlackBerry. So BlackBerry is belong to Rosaceae family that originate from North America. BlackBerry has cyanidin glucoside as a major anthocyanin that account up to 85%. Due to this anthocyanin and other anthocyanin, it has a strong health promoting effect, such as anti-inflammatory and antioxidant and etc. BlackBerry has very short shelf life. Sometimes it can last 3 weeks, sometimes it can only last a week. BlackBerry are typically grown to avoid the direct sunlight, and it usually lean against this way because to accumulate more anthocyanin, and also it is easy to harvest. So in this growing condition, it can the BlackBerry is very vulnerable to botrytis cinerea contamination. So this is not only a problem to the BlackBerry, it's also a problem in the strawberry and other grapes industry. So previously, Dr. Wang's group in USDA conducted a post-harvest experiment that utilized AITC to reduce this fungi disease. They reported that the AITC treatment extended shelf life of BlackBerry and Raspberry and Blueberry, and also it significantly reduced decay of Botrytis cinerea disease. However, the treatment is significantly reduced antioxidant activity of mulberry and mulberry and BlackBerry, and also the high dose of AITC treatment reduced anthocyanin and it caused color change, black to red. So, therefore, the AITC treatment is effective. However, there is no optimized treatment so far. So, the objective of this experiment is optimize the AITC treatment on BlackBerry to reduce mold and their shelf life. In order to address this experiment, this objective, we choose Chester BlackBerry, just randomly choose. And we treated allyl isothiocyanate at zero concentration to 10 microliter per liter of container volume for overnight, which is a 12-hour treatment using paper towel for natural vaporizing in at 4 degrees Celsius. After 12-hour treatment, we remove paper towel and then bent it to avoid residue of AITC, and then we store 7 days at 4 degrees Celsius. In order to find out not just optimization condition, we also analyze water-soluble and lipid-soluble extract collected from liquid-to-liquid extraction by GCMS in untargeted metabolomics, and also anthocyanin it were quantified by UHPLC. This is figure one, which is the most important finding of this experiment. The decay rate, which is yellow, is significantly reduced by increasing AITC concentration, and the total anthocyanin is significantly reduced at high concentration, such as 5 and 10 microliter per liter of container volume. So we conclude that 2 microliter per liter of container volume is the optimized concentration that effectively reduce decay of botrytis cinerea disease, and also avoid visual quality change. This The figure 2 will show you the image of Chester Blackberry after various concentration of AITC treatment in after 7 days of cold storage. As you can see, control and 0.5 and 1, 2 microliter per liter concentration of AITC treatment does not have significantly different observation, yeah, but 5 and 10 is a different visual color that already that is correlated with total anthocyanin concentration. Figure 3, the table is show you the total phenolic contents and Trollox equivalent antioxidant capacity of blackberry after various concentration of AITC treatment. The left side y-axis indicate total phenolic contents. The AITC concentration is increased, the total phenolic concentration is slowly decreased. However, from 0 to 5 microliter per liter concentration does not show significant different result, but the highest concentration of AITC treatment were significantly different with control. And from the ABTS result, the control and 0.5 microliter per liter of AITC treatment were not significant different. And also, but however, from 1 to 10 microliter per liter of AITC treatment were significantly different antioxidant activity with control. So that's just in order to find out how AITC treatment affects on blackberry physiology, we were conducted untargeted metabolomics using partial least square discriminant analysis from water soluble extract. We found that 5 microliter and 10 microliter per liter of AITC treatment were obviously separate from other sample group. So we are able to find out 4 the most significantly different metabolite from water soluble extract that's selected by PLS-DA. So sucrose, at the highest concentration and 5 microliter per liter concentration were significantly lower than other sample group, and also glucose and fructose were shows same trend. However, isocitric acid is gradually increased as AITC concentration is increased, but the highest concentration of AITC treatment is actually decreased isocitric acid. I think at the highest concentration, 5 or 10 microliter of AITC treatment actually really killed the blackberry fruit, so it probably does not respond other sample, I think. And from the lipid soluble extract, we did same analysis. So again, 5 and 10 microliter per liter of AITC treatment were significantly different with other group. And we found that stigmasterol and beta-sitosterol, which is a precursor of brassinosteroid, is gradually increased up to 2 microliter per liter. However, at the highest concentration and 5 microliter per liter of concentration actually significantly decreased than control, which may be the blackberry set is actually induced by that, by AITC treatment. Interestingly, the conjugated trans linoleic acid and heptadecanoic acid, these two fatty acid also significantly changed. So here's a summary. So AITC treatment is effect on the respiration, so it decreases sucrose and glucose and fructose by increasing glycolysis, and then it also increases citric acid cycle so that it increases isocitric acid. And we do not exactly know the whole mechanism, but AITC treatment effect on the brassinose steroid and also lipid. According to the previous research, the exogenous brassinose steroid treatment actually increased anthocyanin accumulation in the blackberry. But this is opposite. So it may be related with the previous research result. And also, AITC treatment changed the color of blackberry. I think it may be the anthocyanin in the blackberry is degraded to the small molecule, but it may be also it is possible to the anthocyanin is conjugated to each other, and then it can be polymetric anthocyanin. If they are conjugated together, they usually become dark color and brown color. So, from my research, I think the latter probably more reasonable. But I haven't had any evidence for that. The bottom line is 2 microliter per liter of container volume was the optimized AITC treatment to reduce botrytis cinerea disease for blackberry post-harvest storage. The experiment is mostly done by me, but Dr. Dosbach, which is my former postdoc, helped some analysis, and also Dr. Mu Jung Kim, another my previous postdoc, was actually initiated by these blackberry analysis. So she is in the Art of Natural Science, which is a cosmometric company right now. I really express my thanks to my former university, West Virginia University, and also I'm currently in Zhenan National University. The blackberry sample is kindly provided by blackberry bottom palm, which is one of the biggest blackberry palm in the northeast United States. Thank you very much, and yeah, I'm happy to take any questions. I think, yeah, previously, your question is, what is the most attractive characteristic of blackberry, correct? So I think the black color is the most attractive characteristic. So that's why the red roulette disorder is a major issue. Recently, I found that red roulette disorder is not just associated with visual quality, that actually connect with other metabolites that might be effect on the sensorial quality, because it changes sucrose and also changes citric acid. So it changes actually acidity and also sweetness. So red roulette is major issue in blackberry. So the sweetness and the visual quality, yeah, I think that's probably the most important characteristic.
Mm-hmm. It's mean the consumer or sensory panel will perceive more sourness as compared to sweetness. Have you done the sensory evaluation of that?
My conclusion is 2 microliter per liter of AITC is the optimized concentration to reduce mold. The sucrose level is not significantly changed, and glucose and fructose is not significantly changed, but isocitric acid is significantly increased. So it increases the acidity of blackberry. But however, if you do not treat any post-harvest treatment, you actually lose lots of blackberry. So we probably make any balance, or trade-off between that yield loss or sensory quality.
All right, thank you so much. Yes, thanks for speaking. Okay, one more question.
To my understanding, this allyl isothiocyanate is a punctured compound, if I'm not wrong.
So that's true,
another thing is, what I understand is blueberries are also famous. They are relished for their volatile aromatic compounds. Mm-hmm. So was there any effect of this thing on the aromatics of the blueberries? And was there any effect on the taste change in the blueberries?
That's a good question. Your question is, allyl isothiocyanate is one of the pungent compound, a volatile compound. Is that actually affect on the taste or sensory quality of blackberry? Is it correct?
Yeah.
So, you are true. Yeah, that's true. Allyl isothiocyanate is one of the pungent flavor compound in the mustard or horseradish. So if there is any residue in the blackberry, then maybe affect on the sensory qualities. But I did some intensive research review before I started this experiment. So I noticed one paper actually mentioned that there is a residue issue in the strawberry experiment. So in order to avoid that issue, actually I just treat 12 hours and then I vented 1 hour to avoid excessive AITC residue. So I didn't actually measure the AITC level from the blackberry, but I never smell any pungent smell. Yeah, so it probably okay for consumer.
Pardon my thing, we have to stop here. Actually,
I have a small question. Is it easy to extract this allyl isothiocyanate?
Can you repeat again?
Is it easy to extract this allyl
isothiocyanate? From your question is it easy to extract allyl isothiocyanate from crop?
Yeah.
Okay. It is very easy to extract allyl isothiocyanate from mustard or horseradish. However, the current industry actually synthesizes allyl isothiocyanate, and it is very very well established process. So it is quite cheap. Reasonable. Material.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.